In fact, what we heard is that people were not happy with the way governor was handling matters related to security. That is why we sent in some members of the parliament and officials from Internal Affairs Ministry to inquire and tell us exactly what is going on with the security.
There were concerns by residents there that the governor and his government should go because they think there has been lack or poor infrastructure development and high unemployment among the youth. How do you intend resolving this problem?
I think we are used with these skirmishes between the provincial executive with the provincial assembly because people are, talkative about the situation of economy, social matters, and the governors are attacked in a democratic way as we are attacked in Kinshasa by the National Assembly. But I think that this is local discussions inside the assembly. We can't say that it is something that is coming from people.
Residents of North Kivu expect from the central government. And now that they seem not to have confidence in the local government, what should they expect from the central government ahead of the election?
We don't think that this is a problem of confidence toward the local government. We think that the local government is facing opposition within the local legislative institution. This is normal in a democracy. We didn't witness an opposition from the people to the local government. I think we should not exaggerate what happened in North Kivu. It is the local members of the local parliament that are opposing the local government.